One of my biggest flaws as a person, I think, is that sometimes I hold grudges, and sometimes I hold grudges a bit too long when they're just trailing into pointlessness. Something I've been working on. But anyway, whenever I'm getting really, really irate about something that's happened in the past that my brain just won't let go, I remember a story that a friend of ours told us once. About when he took his father-in-law to a World War II submariners reunion. It was the first time since the end of the war that a lot of these guys had met, so it was a really quite a big thing. And they met, I can't actually remember which coastal town they met in, but anyway, they met by the coast. Actually, I don't even know why the fact that they met by the coast is relevant to even tell you, but they did meet by the coast. And everything was going great. Our friend's father-in-law was drinking at the bar, and they were chatting, telling stories, and it was lovely. And about halfway through the night, someone came and tapped on our friend's father-in-law's shoulder. And he turned round, and as he turned round, an old guy who was stood there just punched him in the face, knocked him off his bar stool and onto the floor. And our friend Pete picked his father-in-law up and then turned quite angrily, as you would be, to the guy and said, What did you do that for? He was just sat here minding his own business. And the guy who'd punched his father-in-law said, That's for denying me shore leave in 44, you bastard. I do love that story. Just they ended up getting on like house on fire after that and sitting down and telling each other stories about their experience of the war. But the guy who punched Pete's father-in-law, he said that actually quite a big part of himself in the years after the war had been eaten up by the fact that he'd been denied that little bit of shore leave. And yeah, so I always remember that story, and it reminds me not to hold grudges too much and to let go of things I can't control. Okay.